Before you hear the rest of the talk, you have some time to look at questions 15 to 20. Now listen and answer questions 15 to 20.
Now I'd like to look at some ways you can reduce staff turnover in your hotels. And I'll do this by giving some examples of hotels where I've done some training recently. The Sun Club received feedback which showed that staff thought managers didn't value their opinions. They weren't made to feel they were partners who are contributing to the success of the business as a whole. This situation has changed. Junior staff at all levels are regularly invited to meetings where their ideas are welcomed. A year ago, the Portland recognized the need to invest in staff retention. Their first step was to introduce a scheme for recognizing talent amongst their employees. The hope is that organizing training for individuals with management potential will encourage them to stay with the business. At Bluewater, managers decided to recognize 50 high achievers from across the company's huge hotel chain. As a reward, they're sent on an all-expenses-paid trip abroad every year. Fun is an important element in the trips, but there's also the opportunity to learn something useful. This year's trip included a visit to a brewery where staff learned about the new beer that would be served in the hotel. Pentlow Hotels identified that retention of junior reception staff was an issue. In order to encourage them to see that working in a hotel could be worthwhile and rewarding with good prospects, they introduced a management program. These staff were given additional responsibilities and the chance to work in various roles in the hotel. Green Planet wanted to be seen as a caring employer. To make life easier for staff, many of whom had childcare responsibilities, the hotel began issuing vouchers to help cover the cost of childcare. Louise Marsh at the Amesbury has one of the best staff retention rates in the business. Since she joined the company, she's made a huge effort to achieve this by creating a cooperative and supportive environment. For her, the staff are part of a large family where everyone is valued. Okay, now I'd like to move...